Welcome to the Heroes Wanted podcast.
Hello, everybody. How we doing?
Unless you're Doreen, you're doing great.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Hey, on the plus side, we're about to get Alec in the party.
Everyone is Please, no. really happy to see Doreen replaced by Alec. That's the only reason I put him in, actually.
His last words were, time to join the party. I'm assuming he's referring to our party.
I thought it was welcome to the party. Do you not listen to your own
podcast? I actually don't listen to the podcast.
Man. Wait, we have a podcast? What?
I'm not exactly a fan of our work.
Especially the stomping on spiders and then running away part.
So... Jeff just admitted that he would have run away if he realized if he just remembered that he could do that.
I don't think that ever happened.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't get that on mic.
Well, how would you see it?
I can literally see the waveforms. Thank you very much.
The waveform.
I do have one little thing I want to touch with you guys before we get going. I am a mean GM, and I have been supposed to be giving you guys hero points for story accomplishments this entire time.
I'll take them.
And so
you were the mole.
I've been the mole the whole time. I owe you both. Oh, no, I owe you as a group 2 hero points. Now, we can do this a couple ways. I can give them out to who I think deserves them, or I can make you turn on each other and you have to give out the hero points to who you think deserves them.
Well, I don't want Kenny to give them both to me, so why don't we decide who gets what?
Nose goes.
Nose goes what? Nose gets hero points? Like, what does that mean? Nose what?
Doreen was the only one that didn't touch his nose, probably.
I don't know what that means. I'm still confused.
It's all right.
Just come off of the battlements, because I'm confused.
I'm taking the hero point I spent last episode
Doreen,
back.
Doreen needs one as a gimme. He gets a pity hero point.
I have not used one, so I am with a hero point already.
So. I will take... So you should have... We should all have 2 and 1.
Okay. That sounds about right. So, as another side note for the listeners, we did do something wrong and killed Doreen unfairly last time. We're not going back and fixing it. It's already happened. It was Doreen's fault for not knowing the rule, obviously.
I'm just rubbing it in my face.
But when you get knocked unconscious, you're supposed to shift an initiative to before the creature that knocked you out, which would have given Naz time to heal Doreen before he died, which we knew was going to happen. So moving forward, we'll try and do it. We'll screw it up again. I will definitely screw it up again unless someone... But we're just going to get right back into the game and make more mistakes. All right.
Heck yeah.
So, last time, you all fought Yoletcha, the bugbear, who seemed obsessed with building a crazy blanket fort in the middle of this castle and shanked Doreen several times. You found an old kitchen filled with spiders. Gwenog took care of that problem while Doreen ran away. And then you found some rations in another section. You found some antidote supplies. Some basic loot stuff. You found some lore about the Hell Knights. You found some old patches that Hell Knights would affix to their tunics. And you found a secret room, which was trapped. But with Doreen's help, Naz avoided being shot by a spear trap. And found some loot in there, which was really cool. Then you traveled to what you can now kind of tell was the test chamber for wannabe Hell Knights. And in this room, Alec, Doreen's old rival, was facing off with an imp. And as you entered, he looked over to you and basically said, "It's time to fight," as 3 more imps were charging from across the room. To prepare this session, we rolled initiative ahead of time, so we don't have to slow things down. We're ready to go.
I'd like to point out, for the record, Alec is anything but a one. Dude's the real deal.
It's true.
Well, now he is. He's just awesome. killed a devil.
And Doreen, you're up first.
I still don't know if Alec is about to just jump out this pit and attack us. I don't think he would, but I'm gonna pull out that long sword that we got, raise my shield, and go on the left side of the room so that imps. Actually, no, I want to go on the right side to cut them off from Naz. And that'll be my turn.
Okay, so you have drawn your weapon. You've done a stride. Did you want to do anything else?
I raised my wooden shield.
You raised your flimsy wooden shield.
Thank you.
And Naz, it's your turn.
I too would like to move up. I will draw my whip just to be safe and stand behind Doreen. Can I recall knowledge about these guys? Is this a religion check or is this a...
This would be religion.
Let's go for it.
Dude, what's your... I'm sorry. I roll that. What's a...
You mole.
That's a 7.
You have a plus 7?
Yes.
It's an 8.
You do not know anything about these creatures.
Wow.
Okay. Anything else? You moved, drew your weapon, and religion.
Yep.
Gwenog.
So the first thing I'm going to is get very angry. So yeah, that is a rage from... Can you tell me what distance I am from the nearest of the...
You're 30 feet away.
I am 30 feet, so I don't need to sudden charge to get to one?
Oh, sorry. You are 35 feet away. Sorry.
So, yes.
What are you doing,
Gwenog,
man?
Needs to sudden charge.
30 feet of space.
Looks like
25
to me.
Yeah, you're the worst.
You're sorry. All
right. With my remaining two actions, I'm going to sudden charge and make an attack on the imp aptly numbered 5.
Okay.
That is a 23 to hit.
That will hit. It is not a crit.
That's a shame. I like crits. 12 damage.
Okay. You hit for 12 damage. It seems somewhat resistant to your weapon.
Does it not have a neck or what? Is that the problem?
It has a big old neck, but you missed it.
And I don't know what properties of neck it has, unfortunately.
It's not a thorax.
Well, that is my turn.
Okay. That imp will attempt to faint you. What is your perception DC?
Yes, that is my perception DC. Thank you.
All right, it successfully faints you. For this next attack, be flat-footed. But it will miss, and it will attempt to do that again. And miss again. All right. The other imps both disappear. If you could remove them temporarily from the battle map, because they're...
Cool! We only have one left to kill, guys!
And Alec, it's now his turn.
An
he looks around and says,
observation, Gwenon.
These disgusting little creatures in their invisibility. And he kind of takes a look around. Can't seem to locate any of them, so he will stride over to the imp that Gwenog is fighting, and he will take a swing at it.
40 to hit.
He will hit the imp.
Okay.
And he will slay it. So one imp is down. You see him work this greatsword with expert precision.
And he just stole your kill. How does that make you feel?
I like it. He's so cool.
Doreen, you are up.
Do you think he's busy after this?
I...
Wink, wink.
You're not supposed to say wink, wink.
I'm going to stride forward.
Okay.
Did I bump into any of them?
No.
All right, I'm going to do a search burst. Listen
for
them.
What is your perception bonus?
4.
You don't see anything. You don't hear anything.
All right, I raise my shield.
Okay.
Against targets.
What cool. What kind of shield was that you're raising? Your wooden shield?
Old Yalecha's one. All right. She was so kind to gift us.
Naz, you are up.
I will move up about 15 feet, getting behind Doreen again. And I would also like to...
You got it. What's your perception bonus?
My perception bonus is 7.
Okay, so you cone and you see behind and above of Gwenog. You can like see the rush of air of wings flapping.
Uh-huh. I believe there's like a... You could point something out.
Yeah, so you can make... you can spend an action to make one target go from unnoticed one step higher.
Okay. So I would like to point above... You said above and behind?
Yes, there are two imps. There's one above Gwenog and one behind Gwenog.
All right, so I point at the one behind her and I say, Gwenog, stop staring at the man and take care of the one behind you.
Okay. And Gwenog, so you have been informed where these are. You don't see them yourself. So in order to attack them, you will have a 50% miss chance. A flat check, you'll need a...
Fair. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Oh, that's
why I was talking to you.
Very convenient. I thought you just liked me. Aren't we friends?
Not
so
at
I'm
this
going
table.
To make a check to see if I
not
notice
right now.
The one behind me. I do not notice it.
Well, so you know it's there. That would be I'm making an attack and I miss.
Oh, so that is an attack.
Yes.
Though. So yeah. Do I roll the attack first or the mischance first?
The mischance.
In this case, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They're not going to hit.
You can also
if one fails, them. They both fail, right? Like,
I don't know how the rules yeah, matter. Which goes first?
That's fair. So I will be taking my second attack then, and my second attack will be 18 to hit, right. Assuming it passes the flat check.
Well, so there are two different checks.
Okay. Yep.
There's a flat check to. In order to be able to hit it at all. All
right.
So roll
and
that
then.
So that passes.
All right. And then you roll your
21 to hit.
All right. Oh, that'll hit.
Okay. Listen, just let me kill things. It's my entire shtick here.
I think it's Alec's shtick, actually.
Well, Alec is better than me, but, you know, there's no reason we can't work as a team. 15 damage.
All right. And again, it seems a little resistant to what you're doing.
Okay. And I have one final attack this turn at a pretty severe penalty, no less.
So but, flat check first, see if you can hit it.
I can't even hit it, so.
Okay. And it'll be the imp's turn. So the imp that's flying above you will flap down to be flanking you, and it will attack with it. That is going to be a 14 against flap.
What is flat-footed?
AC minus 2.
That is exactly a hit.
Oh. Okay, so you're going to take some damage, and I would attitude saving.
14 on the fort save.
You fail. So you are going to take 5 points of damage, a mixture of piercing and evil damage, and you will also take 1 point of poison damage, and you are clumsy 1. So that will stack with your own clumsy becoming clumsy 2.
Cool. At least I know what the...
And then the other imp... Wait, he gets one more attack. He gets one more attack. Attack a second. This imp will attack a second time with a natural 20.
I believe that's a hit.
That is a hit.
What is that, our 6th Gwenog crit this campaign? Or
some, not all of them have been naturals. There.
You just hate me. It's okay. I get it. We used to be friends.
So you will take 4 points of evil damage, and I need another fortitude save.
26.
All right. That one will be any worse right now. Now the other gets to attack you 3 times. Yeah. That's going to be a 26 to hit, which will be a crit.
Number 7. Lucky number 7. Let's see if we can make it an even 10 this fight.
You will take 10 points of damage from the crit.
I passed my fort save.
Okay. Then it will attack you again. 18
I wasn't
on
there
the
for you.
Die. 23.
How much does it have to beat my AC by?
10.
That is not a crit.
Can I have a fortitude save?
That one is a fail.
Okay, so you take 3 points of evil damage, and you move on to stage. So you will take another d6 of poison, and you will take another clumsy. So 4 points of poison.
Gwenog has gone down.
Don't worry. Alec will save you.
My hero.
The imp has one more action, with which he will turn and attack Alec at a ridiculous minus to hit and will miss. And it's Alec's turn. He will turn to the imp with his greatsword. He will swing away.
Do the imps become visible?
Attacked? Yes. When they attacked, their invisibility went away. So the first hit from Alec will hit, for lack of a better word, and he will slay the second imp.
This guy is a machine.
He will attack.
Is that the one that Gwenog already attacked?
The already damaged one.
Okay.
Yeah. And he will swing and a miss on a second attack and swing one more time for a miss. Doreen. There is one imp remaining.
Do I go for the ballsy move where I just run up, stab it, drop the... Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Do you want to press L?
Yeah, I feel like your ego probably won't let you do anything else at this point.
All right.
Like,
I'm not going to raise my shield. I'm just going to move up.
But your shield is your life.
It is.
Yeah, he's already forgotten that.
Live by the shield, die by the shield. I'm going to make an attack. 19 to hit.
That will hit. You are using a silver longsword?
That's... Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Just asking for a friend. That's
four.
A natural.
Look at that 8 that you rolled.
Natural 1 on the damage die for a total of 4. However, as the silver blade bites into the imp's flesh, you see, like, smoke rising from the wound.
Do I press this or not? You got going on?
Nes gets this.
I got that ranged heal, yeah.
I'll try again.
That's his entire shtick.
Yeah.
You don't care about anything but showing up, Alec. Let's real talk. He makes your blood. He is loyal.
He has taken down three imps already.
He is your lifelong rival.
And you ran away from a spider earlier.
He doesn't know that.
Kill him. Kill him.
Kill Alec.
No, don't kill Alec. I'm going to hit that.
No,
later.
He's like the MVP of this fight. We can't kill him.
Yeah. He's learning, guys.
Trying to take
for the listeners
the
at home, I watched him roll a low roll, and then he just took his finger and he pushed the die over.
He's trying to take a
page out of Jeff's
classic
book.
Jeff move.
I think that that's a miss.
All right.
I didn't raise my shield. How foolish.
Have time for foolishness or for practicality.
No, I mean,
it's,
now
it's
Kenny,
your foolish pride.
Now yeah, Kenny will have to attack me.
Nazir,
I'm gonna hit.
All right. Am I close enough that I would be able to get within range of this imp as well?
Are you just not going to heal Gwenog?
I'm just utilizing all of my actions here.
You have a move speed of 25?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're in there.
Would I be also within range of Gwenog?
Yeah, to do a touch heal.
So I could do a touch heal and attack. Nah, you know what, Alex? Alec is a murder machine.
You're trying to be a glory hound at this point.
Alec is a murder machine. I'm going to let him do it. So I'm going to do the double action heal and do D8 plus 8 for Gwenog. That's going to be 12 health.
Okay.
Cool.
Let's reset her initiative position there.
It is reset, actually, because... Cool. Anyway, so I didn't have to do anything. Yay!
Whoa!
So, Gwenog, is that everything you got, Naz?
Yeah, that will be everything.
Okay. Gwenog, you are up. Remember, you are fatigued because you fell out of rage.
I do recall that, yes.
And you are prone, and your weapon is on the ground.
Do my clumsy conditions carry over?
Yes.
So I am just, like, a walking target at this point.
You kind
of
are.
Plus, Alec, his, like, hair just blows in the breeze, and you get another stack of clumsy.
Oh my. I will stand, pick up my weapon. Gwenog will pick up her weapon, stand up, and attack once.
Okay.
You should just choke it out. Just don't grab that weapon.
20 to hit, non-natural.
That will hit.
6 damage.
Ooh, that's something. I think that's your lowest damage roll this entire game.
I'm not raging, though,
that
either.
Would,
so.
That would do it. I just
you rolled a
it.
5 once.
You've been hanging out with Jeff, too? He's such a bad influence on
and
everybody.
And as you swing and slash into it, it looks up at you and says,
Wait. Allow me to leave and I will grant you a boon.
And it will hold out its clawed hand. What do you do?
Yeah, so here's the problem. Kayla, the player, really wants this boon. But I'm looking at my character sheet, and it says Gwenog is lawful good.
You do know that imps are lawful.
Yeah, but they're not good.
True.
Never, demon! I can't make deals with the spawn of evil!
And then it kind of cackles.
Then you shall die!
Oh. And it will attack you.
Can we make a point to say that I'm really sad I didn't get whatever this boon is?
I mean,
I can tell you later what it was.
Well, that's just going to make it worse.
Yeah.
Is this imp also mad?
It will spend one action, and you see its wounds start to close.
Oh, so now it heals.
Listen, Alex just going to kill it next turn anyway.
Then it will.
Not if we don't let him.
Strike at you with its tail. And that is going to be a hit with a 21 to hit. So
that is a hit, but it is not a crit.
Yeah. How much clumsy are you? What's your AC? It's like 13 right now.
Take 5 points of damage, and I need you to make a fortitude save.
Dude, save is not natural.
Okay, and actually, I need you to make...
Listen, you forgot. I can't do anything
about
that.
Yeah, I'm doing
that.
It now.
Yeah, you take your hand off the piece, and that's over, man.
All right, I pass that one as well, since we're playing by imaginary rules.
So you go back up to stage one, and you take 6 points of poison.
I thought it was 5 points.
No, you take 5 points from his sting, and from passing the fortitude save, going back to stage one... You take 6 points.
Oh, but I expect out.
Oof. No, that is not true.
Oh.
Doreen, you shut your filthy mouth.
I wasn't paying attention with Jeff.
Listen, don't talk to me when Alec's in the room.
And it will do one final attack, and it will miss. And then Alec will go, and he looks over and says, good work resisting the contracts of these devils. They're never worth the cost. And he will swing his greatsword and miss on the first attack.
What?
And he'll swing and then hit second time. But he will not kill it. 12 damage.
Listen, even if you do kill it, it's only because Alex softened it up for you.
Hey.
And he gets one more attack.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he gets three attacks.
No. Sorry, I thought I saw you rolling damage all of a sudden.
No. It rolled out and landed in a spot I don't consider a legal die. So he misses. Doreen, you're up.
How embarrassing.
For Kenny, not for Alec.
Yeah, whatever.
Alec's awesome.
Alec already killed three of these things.
I'm going to stab this imp. A 17 hit?
It does.
What? Can I roll more than...
Maybe.
Where'd my...
If you lie to Kenny, you always roll more.
Hey! 10.
And you slay this final imp. As you put it down, Alec takes extra care to make sure that each of is dead. Like, he goes over to its corpse and will, like, cut off its head. And, like, he takes extreme caution to make sure these imps... And as the battle ends, he looks up at you and says, "Well, thank you for that assistance. Might have been dicey there if it weren't for you here."
"Oh, that's no problem. What? So what's your name?"
"Well, I'm Alec. Actually, an old acquaintance of Doreen. I didn't expect to see him here."
"I wasn't expecting you."
"Yeah, what are you doing in Breach Hill?"
"What are you doing in Hell Knight Hill?"
"I'm a Hell Knight."
"Well, now..."
"Listen, I am a Hell Knight. I serve over in the Citadel in Varizia. But I guess you could say I'm on a holiday. I passed my first test to become an Armiger. Just took some time off. I wanted to come back to the birthplace of the Hell Knights. My family have served with the Hell Knights for a long time. And so I kind of came back to see if I could find some old relics."
"You seem in a lot better mood than the last time we spoke. You never shared these sort of things with me."
"Yeah? You never killed an imp before."
"Oh, sick burn."
"But I killed an imp."
"Yeah, so you've at least improved a little bit. You should have seen this guy when he was training. Just his whiny little child could barely hold his sword."
"I mean, I knew him when he was a kid, so, like, yeah."
"Well, back then, Gwenhog was even more of a kid, but still taller than me. Whatever."
"Well, yeah, but that's because you're older than me."
"No, it's because you're tall for your age."
Naz steps up and is like, "As touching as this reunion is, are we expecting to be seeing any more of these?"
"I don't know what you're implying, but I didn't summon them."
"I'm not saying you did. I'm someone or something did. That something is..."
"It's unlikely. These little pests, they tend to tack on to summoning rituals, especially in tests for Hell Knight Armiger training. They were probably here from back when this Citadel was active."
"No, but Calmont, he said there were cultists here."
"Who's Calmont?"
"He's a jerk. You don't need to worry about it. But he said there are cultists."
"Well, listen, I got here this morning, so I haven't seen any cultists."
"They're in the basement, but in..." "Oh no.
Yeah,
I forgot to ask how to get there.
I was looking for a way to get into the basement, but the stairwell seems to have collapsed."
"Oh, there's probably another way. I fell into a secret passage earlier, so there's probably more."
"I mean, I've been in that secret passage. I unlocked it," and he like skull-shaped key shows you, "I unlocked it earlier."
"Oh my god, so cool."
And he puts it back. "Yeah, I was looking for some old, my old family heirlooms. Didn't find anything directly related to my family there, though."
"We didn't take any from here, did we?" Not here specifically.
Several things.
We've taken a few things. That one book by that one guy.
Yeah,
I think we're a lockbox.
Oh yeah, there was that lockbox that we haven't opened yet.
Want to show him?
Why not? Then why are you talking about it?
I'm not talking about it. I'm whispering so Kenny can't hear me.
Can we? Has he been to?
Get into
Naz just
voice.
Lost his voice.
No, I was actually just thinking of whether that would be something to just ask Kenny or ask.
Yeah.
So Naz will go up to him and be like, "Have you been to the Citadel before?"
I can't say that I have. This is my first time. Like I said, my father be stationed here before they moved to Cheliax.
Is there any particular place that Knight would put a secret passage? Or is that just up to the architect?
I couldn't say. I'm not high ranking. I just barely passed my test.
Please. You probably passed with
Was that Kayla talking to Alec?
Yeah, apparently. I'm swooning.
Kayla swoons over Alec.
And it's all the colors because it's black.
Yeah, that's how colors work.
Yeah,
yeah. Flying colors. For the science lesson, David. Yeah, that was Kayla. That wasn't Gwenog.
We need to stop talking out of character.
I only somewhat sounded like an idiot and didn't completely sound like an idiot.
We should ask. Or what was I going to ask?
It's all right.
I don't know.
Are you swooning too? Should I handle this?
So, Alec, are you gonna explore the rest of this place with us or what?
I mean, no offense. You guys were helpful in the battle, but you probably would hold me back in the long run.
Even me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Listen, I'm just trying to find stuff that my father Tiberius might have left.
Was that one of the names that we...
You don't have the name Tiberius, but the book was signed E. Stagrim.
Oh, no.
My dad lost our family signet ring during the move, and I figured I'd try and find it here.
Where would he have... Where would he have kept such a artifact?
I was hoping to look in the vaults downstairs, but again, the stairwell has collapsed.
Perhaps we help you find a passage.
I think he said no.
What?
We will help you find a passage down. We'll explore this place with you, unless you're planning on just giving up.
I mean, I was going to look around the place some more up here. If you find a place down, if you find anything downstairs, you know, maybe come let me know. I'll check it out. If you find anything you think is interesting, like any Hell Knight relics, let me know. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, so what was your dad's last name?
No, Stagrim. I'm Alec Stagrim.
Oh my gosh. We found a thing.
We found what thing?
From your dad?
Can I see it? Are you just going to hold on to it and drool?
Oh no, it's back in town.
It's to Lictor Asomar.
That was one of the high-ranking Hell Knights here.
Yeah, it's a book.
Can I see it?
Oh, it's with your Uncle Rorsk.
No, it isn't.
What? No.
Gwenog proffers Alec the book squire. To
just carrying all of our books. Asselmar.
He takes the book and like holds it kind of reverently and opens it and runs his fingers over the ink. My father's been dead for a couple. Thank you. Listen, I guess if you need some help looking around the place, I could be of assistance.
Awesome. Yeah, we really need in the basement.
Again, I don't know how to get in the basement. A low-ranking Hell Knight at this point.
If we do get into the basement, though, would it be would you be interested in helping us clear out some cultists who have been defiling the original site of the Hell Knights?
I guess I could do that. I mean, you guys did find this book for me.
Yeah, that sounds great. You're such a good fighter.
Oh, thanks. Trained with the best. Andorine.
Oh, sick burn again.
Doreen, do you require any healing from that sick burn?
No.
Yeah, Nas got you covered.
I'm fine.
Buddy.
I can do it from all the way back here.
30 feet away.
Yeah, fine. Can we take perception checks into this room, see if we can discover any like hidden oddities, passages?
Yeah. Can you describe the pit again?
Yeah, it's like a small arena that's been set up, and there's a pentagram, or devil's pick.
Yeah, you called it a demon. I'm surprised it wasn't offended. No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying Gwenog did.
Gwenog was like, I won't accept any deals from a demon.
And I was like, schooled her. And then
the imp wanted to live.
The imp
did. But it was after she rejected it.
That's when it tried to kill her.
Okay.
I mean, that seems like a suitable
Hey, robotic. While we're sitting here talking, Gwenog, can you make me a fortitude save?
Oh, no. If you fail. You die.
You go to hell.
What'd you
go to hell and you die.
What'd you get?
I'm down.
How much was it?
It's probably like, it was less than 10.
11.
You take a d6 of poison damage.
Oh no.
Take 6 damage.
She was at 1.
And you fall in, like you're just sitting there talking and then Gwenog just like coughs up some blood and collapses.
Oh my god, Gwenog.
Listeners will love that.
Huh?
I'll lay on hands, Gwenog.
I'm very into the role, if you can't tell.
You are also back to state. You are clumsy 1 and slowed 1, so you should be a total of clumsy 3 right now.
Didn't we get some anti-venom in like the previous room?
We have some antidotes, but we have to make
it. Yeah, which will take downtime.
Ah.
So you can bring her back.
For six.
All right.
You better pass your other two saves.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to take the damage anyway.
No. Yeah. But you have to pass it twice to get rid of it.
Correct. Our critical success will also get rid of it.
All right. Nobody look at what I'm about to roll. This is a critical success.
Do you have medicine?
Wink. Wink.
You could also treat. You could treat medicine. Poison, which will give her a plus the skill. Four.
I will do so.
On the make a medicine roll. It's against the DC of the poison.
Roll a one.
Oh, I'm going to go with
16.
All right, that is enough. I think that gives you a plus two. It gives you
plus two. I think it's a plus three. Yeah.
It's plus two for regular, plus four.
Plus 17. Go with three just to be safe.
So you get a plus two on this fortitude save.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming together.
What'd you get?
Doesn't clumsy reduce saving throws too?
I will slap you, David.
No, it's just dexterity. Okay.
Three.
All right, it's not a critical success, but it is a success.
You're not a critical success.
So you'll take 2 points of poison damage.
You'll take 2 points of poison damage. You're not my real dad.
Should we heal her? Just to make sure she doesn't go down.
You guys are so mean.
I will.
All right, so someone want to heal her again before another round of poison comes off?
Do you want to heal or do you want to do medicine?
Does medicine like...
No.
No. It can, but
we need more time.
Not using the treat poison action.
Treat poison also.
Okay.
Alright.
I don't care.
15 health. I back up a couple. And then I will also use a medicine check of 15.
Right. You get a plus. No, that's a failure. Sorry. So
what?
You don't get a bonus. Nass is not.
If you make that face, I can't lie, yeah,
come
David.
On, David.
I fail my fort save.
Alright, by how much?
9.
You take 6 points of poison damage.
David, I hate you so much.
But then the poison seems to have worked its way through your...
I was totally going to lie about that one. Like, full disclosure. That was a pass until you hammed it up over there.
And
oh, there's poison in here?
Alec offers you a hand to help you back up. Says, yeah, those things are pretty badass. But... even though the poison's kind of powerful, it works its way through your system pretty quickly. So, since you lived, good work.
Thanks. This is actually my first adventure, so I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah, it shows a little bit.
Oh.
He means it shows how pumped you are, right, Alec?
It's cool. Doreen's not even adventuring yet.
Excuse me?
Awesome.
So, yeah, were we going to make checks on this room before you so rudely poisoned me?
Yeah, you guys take a look around the room. You don't find anything of value. While you're looking around, Alec is wiping off his greatsword with care. He pulls out like a satin black cloth and wipes all the gore off. He says, all right, well, this is the first place I went when I came here. Where else have you guys gone?
Have we actually explored the whole first floor?
You have explored the whole first floor.
Crap. Wait, what about that junk pile? The trash pile that the Bumble Brashers had left. Maybe it's something behind that. Actually, no. They wouldn't go between. I don't know.
The secret lever to the secret door is not in the Bumble Brashers trash pile.
I don't know.
You're a trash pile.
If only you had someone you could talk to.
If only we had.
But they're so far away.
We interrupted them.
But we need to rest anyway because we need to level.
No, we don't.
Before we go to the basement.
No, we don't. Let's get more XP.
David's like, I want to push it. I want to get more experience.
Well, why don't we ask Alec if he's okay spending the night and then coming back with us tomorrow? Because we need to interrogate Kalmon.
Oh, Alec, are you okay with spending the night with me?
Yeah, like there's an extra bed at my mom's house.
I think I'll be fine. There's a nice tavern in the south of town. Little laid back. I'll stay there.
Are you talking about the pickled foot or... Wait. Looking through my notes.
Are you talking about Jackass Rest? Yeah, that sounds
or
like...
Or is it the other one? There are only two bars in town that are worth mentioning at this table.
Yeah. Alec says he will be staying at the Wizard's Grace.
Boo. There's only two towns.
Would you
two...
two towns in the entire world.
Two towns in the entire tavern.
Would you rather have him be staying in the same place as you?
No. But I want...
You don't want him to sully Caden's keg with his awesomeness, do you?
Yeah.
Caden's keg's a little too happy.
Lively.
Yeah. Listen, are we going back to town? Like, yes. What are we doing?
Yeah, we're going to go rest.
We know someone who knows how to get into the basement.
All right. Awesome.
Totally didn't forget to ask them.
That's correct.
Or actually, we interrupted them when they were going to tell us. But that's because we had a prisoner here who was trying to kill them all. Well, for that information.
Listen, I don't need your life story. I'm sure it's pretty boring. So let's just go back to town, take a nap, get the information, head back out.
Sitter number three.
That's good, because I didn't want to know what you were doing since we left. All right,
Gwenog will probably in step with Alec, start walking towards the exit and make a brisk pace back towards the town.
All right, and while you're walking back, Alec basically asks about anything else you guys were doing there. Do you reveal about the patches?
Yes, I gush about literally everything. Gwenog just won't stop talking.
We kill that.
He will ask for the patches as a memento of the old citadel.
Gwenog will happily proffer the patches.
And he takes each one and kind of reverently unfolds them and flattens them and stashes them in a pouch on his belt.
Can I keep one to remember you by?
I guess that's okay. Just don't wear it. You're not a Hell Knight, okay?
No. Will you sign it?
What? Sign the patch?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
He doesn't want to sully the value.
And anything else on our way back to town?
Nope. You guys can feel free to ask Alec anything about himself if you want.
No.
Is there anything you want to know?
I mean, only his life story. But we don't have time for that.
All right, Naz, anything you want
to
ask?
I don't think so. He didn't seem to know anything about the Citadel itself. And okay. I don't know if we want to mention an Elf Gate to him.
Okay. You all get back to town, and he tells you that he'll be waiting at the Wizard's Grace. When you're ready to go tomorrow, just let him know.
Do we need to pop like healing spells or anything before we sleep? How is rest working?
You heal your level times your constitution modifier. Mm-hmm. So when you heal in the morning, you'll heal 2 times your constitution modifier because you'll be level 2.
Do we also get
you could also
extra health?
Pump your healing spells because they'll refresh overnight.
Right.
And just get everyone back to max.
I've got 2 left. So as we're walking back, I'll launch off those healing spells if people need them. Gwenog, I assume.
Yeah, I absolutely need them.
11 on the shot.
Sounds good. I'm full.
I'm already full.
Good.
Okay. So with some help from Naz, everyone gets healed to full. Where is Naz staying? Does Naz want to stay at the Wizard's Grace as well?
My mom has a couch, too.
Where have I been staying?
You've been
so there's 2 major options. There's the Wizard's Grace and there's the Cadence Keg.
I think the Wizard's Grace would be where I'm staying. Cadence Keg seems a bit lively for Naz's days.
It is also closer to the mortuary, so
yeah.
It might make more sense just to stay there, just given where you've been working in town. Gwenog obviously has a small home, a small apartment with her mother. And Doreen, you've been staying at the Keg.
I need to pay Bryn for the damages that the goblins have wrought upon her establishment. But they needed it, you know?
Yeah, so you go back to the Keg.
Yeah, where did the goblins go?
Goblins are still at the Keg.
No.
And they are still partying. And as you walk in, Bryn, like, eyes you and makes a beeline for you and grabs you by the arm and starts dragging you outside and says, we have to talk.
That's what I'm here for.
Listen, yep. These little goblins that you brought in, they're wild, crazy creatures. What were you thinking when you brought them to my tavern?
They're not safe in their home.
It was the most brilliant idea you've ever had. I've had more business than I've had in months. People love those little guys. They're coming in just to watch the goblins. You're
That's
brilliant.
That's exactly what I planned.
And you can even hear, like, you can hear the sound of a goblin falling over and going, ah! And, like, crowd cheering, yeah!
Are they jousting?
Yeah, they're doing something that they call goblin jousting, where they each take a mug and just run at each other and try and bash the other on the head first. It's crazy. Everything they do is just nuts, and people love it.
So it's okay if they stay another night.
I am making money hand over fist.
Do you think it'll last?
It'll last?
Like, everyone's admiration of them.
Why are you such a Debbie Downer all the time?
I'm just... The situation to get them back in their home is not quite resolved.
But this can be their new home. We don't want them in our fortress, David.
Hey, guess what? Who's not there? Gwenog.
This is not Gwenog talking. This is Kayla, the player, saying, I don't want the stupid goblins in our fortress.
Oh, that's kind of goblin racist. Yeah. Right there.
What is this?
Alec who's goblin racist. It was Kayla all along.
First of all, I said they were stupid. That had nothing to do with... Have you seen them?
Yeah, stupid because they're goblins.
Whoa, you went there. All right, let's curtail this particular avenue.
Stay out of my scene.
She just shrugs and says, as long as I'm making me money, I don't really care.
All right, then.
Well, I'm sure you want good bed, right? Looks like you had a rough day.
Actually, no, I'll stay up. I mean, I got to think some things over.
Well, you still have that disease from earlier, too.
No, I don't.
No. He passed.
Oh, so it didn't linger?
I passed?
It did not linger.
Wait, I'm dead? What?
Dreen is dead. Moving
again.
On.
I'm going to ask Bryn.
Okay.
You know anyone who can open a little lockbox?
Well, you know, the best thing I could say is Trini Spizzlegig over at the general store. Mm. She's got those kind of skills.
Yeah. Might pop over to see her. When does she close?
Well, she's kind of fickle, but I'm sure she'd still be open now.
Okay. I'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there'll be a round on me.
Round. And there's a cheer.
All right.
Okay. So you want to go to Trini's and this lockbox opened?
Yeah, I'm going to like hide it. I'm just going to stuff it in my bag, carry with me, and then just discreetly.
So you stole the lockbox from the rest of...
No, I'm not. No, yes. Like you guys know about it, but I didn't want...
Did we, though?
Doreen stole the lockbox.
Do I don't want Alec to know about this.
Do I need to cross it out of my inventory? Like,
do I need to cross it out of my notes as well?
Hey, I found the sword and a lockbox.
What's your notes? He doesn't have notes. That was the joke.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, so that's fine. Are you going to Trini's?
I'm
going
to go to Trini's, and I am steering clear of anyone dressed in black.
Anyone dressed in black, now you're just, I can't go near them.
I can't handle this right now.
Oh, no, Johnny Cash, no!
All right, so you head over to Trini's, and manning her shop, and you walk in, she says,
Oh, you're one of the heroes. Good work at Hell Knight Hill. We've heard good things about what you've done.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Trini Spizzlegig, at your service.
Hey, Trini. I'm Doreen, and I heard from a good friend that you're good at opening things up.
Oh, I'm a bit of a locksmith, if that's what you mean.
Yeah. I've got this. I'm going to pull open my bag and fish out that little lockbox, and no idea what's in it. But seal tight, knock on it after placing it down on her face, and I say, do you have a going rate?
Yes, openings? In fact, I do. I'll need some time, but it'll be a silver an attempt.
Okay.
It means if it takes training,
I can take once a day.
Times,
yeah.
And then
if I pass that
amount of silver.
If I roll a d20 in the sky and it's a high enough number.
but if you think about it conceptually, there's no guarantee that she can like pick the lock.
That's
like
true.
Correct.
It's how much work it's going to take her to break it.
Yeah.
Right. So like safe crackers need to put in like
essentially it costs a silver a day for her to try and open it for you. If she opens it on the first day, it's one silver. She opens it on the second day, two silver.
Okay.
You're loaded right now, Doreen. Why do you even care? It's silver.
I was just questioning
vocabulary. Like a platinum per attempt.
Oh,
like,
I'm come on.
Listen, I am meshing mechanics and real life, fake life. Yeah.
Real life, fake life. Yeah.
Real life, fake life. Yeah. That's my new single. Look for it.
It's real life, fake life. Yeah. Just like that.
Do you
catchphrase?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I'll leave that with her and
check with me in the morning, and I'll tell you if I got it open.
Hey, thank you so much, Trini.
Shut up, Jeff.
I'm fine.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything they want to do around town?
Oh, we got to talk to Calmont.
Yeah, if you want to do that, or we can do that in the morning when we're all together, as we've already parted company.
Yeah, I did that by... Yay.
So,
Naz, while you are walking through town, this little old lady comes like hobbling up to you.
Whoa.
And she like smacks you on the arm with your purse.
It's the babushka.
Villain! Heathen! Thief!
My dear lady, I believe...
That would be hard, given your complexion!
I am rather noticeable. My dear, I recognize you.
and I raise actually my arm, and still tied around it is the babushka that I used from when we were battling the fire. Lady, I kept this. I wore it as a token of goodwill. If you wish it back, I have no problem giving you.
Well, return it to me, you thief!
I untie it and hand it over to her.
And she takes it, and it is soot covered and blood and dirt covered. And she says,
This is ruined! You have ruined my favorite babushka!
I have it laundered. Acquire you a new...
Oh, I will want a new one, and I will be sure to tell my husband Harold Jenkins about this.
Let him know.
He runs the volunteer fire brigade here.
If you mean old man Stevenson, then you...
Is it Jenkins? Stevenson?
No,
it
Jenkins.
Stevenson.
It's Stevenson.
Stevenson?
I'm the one who said notes. Jenkins.
Oh, David, you did it.
I did it again. Jenkins.
No.
Yeah, you messed that
first
up
Helmut?
Real bad.
I did.
Now Jenkins.
I did.
And halfway through, I realized what you were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you messed up. Did old man Stevenson leave town, by the way? Because
his wife's still here.
No, that's old man Jenkins' wife. He was the captain of the volunteer fire brigade. He was not the organizer. He was still fit enough to actually fight fires. Right.
Oh,
old man
goodness.
Stevenson was
people.
Yeah,
on paper.
Yeah. Clearly all this is David's fault.
Yes. Actually, can I take it, shake it out, and I would like to cast Prestidigitate to clean the babushka as thoroughly as possible and maybe cast the spell twice.
Just to be certain.
Yeah. And then offer it back to her.
She will take it and she'll look it over.
Now sign it.
You wish it to be signed.
Yes. Make it out to eBay.
That's been my nickname from my lover.
Naz will pull out a pen, like a quill and ink from one of the writing kits that we
Yeah, you salvaged like 10 writing kits.
Yeah. And he will sign it to Lady Helena. Best wishes. Keep the fire burning. Nazgul Ruth.
And she takes it and she waddles off.
Naz smiles and then quickly fades and he's walking.
As much of a smile
smiled?
As Nazgul. It's
nobody was around, so he allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
But usually
it was pretty grotesque actually, if you would have looked at it. Like
yeah.
It was more of like a sinister kind of smile, the I'm happy smile.
A face only a puppy could love.
A goblin puppy.
Yeah, a face only a goblin dog, specifically.
Yeah.
Okay. So
where are all of our dogs? I'm going to go sleep in a big pile.
Did you bring them back with you?
Yeah.
All right. Wait. They're not welcome in the wizard's grace.
What?
They are flea covered and disease ridden.
I specifically prestidigitated them. To clean them thoroughly.
Ish.
It is not enough.
It's not like you can just unmake these fleas.
I mean, I could just have Gwenog pull out her axe and spin nearby, and they'll take care of all insects in the immediate area. In that case, after speaking with old Lady Helena, I would like to go to... Is there like a stable or something? Somebody who like tends horses that I could get to thoroughly scrub down these dogs?
So it's actually just a like racial feature of goblin dogs.
Oh,
it's
really?
Not even, it's not that they just live in dirt. Like
they
just
produce
cesspits of disease and bugs. So no.
Okay.
I mean, you can find a stable for them, but it's a copper per dog per day.
Three.
Here, why don't you go ahead and pay for the war eggs too?
Very well.
So 5 copper a day to board your animal. Apart from that, you all have, the tavern is loud and raucous. Caden Keg, I should be specific.
Not that or whatever.
Naz, the wizard's grace, is nice and calm, and mm-hmm. Alec is reading the book that you gave him in the corner most of the night. You have a night, and it's morning.
And so we have leveled up, correct?
You have leveled up. Everyone... That was really long.
Thank you.
I was like, okay, that's it. It's going to... No, there's drums now. Oh, still going.
Listen,
okay.
We only do this once every, like, 10 episodes.
It's
true.
Cut us some slack.
All right, so you've all leveled up to 2. Everyone had kind of pseudo-prepared their character sheets for it, so we don't need to spend a lot of time on that. And what do you want to do in the morning? Doreen wants to talk to Calmont.
Yep.
I actually would like to find Doreen.
Okay.
Caden's keg, where he's been. I'm assuming he's awake and down in the bar eventually. Yeah. When I do find him, I say, Doreen, do you have your shield that has...
I keep forgetting to repair that.
Which is weird because it's your life.
You did forget again.
Last night while browsing through books, I noted that I use magic to...
Well, that'd be really helpful. Are you able to do that now? Or
certainly could. Why don't we grab a table? I take him over to one of the tables, and I'd like to cast Mending.
There's a goblin passed out on it.
I'll use it, the goblin. Like, I'll just, like, lean the shield against it. So that way it's, like, not flat on the table. So I could get a good look at it. I'll cast Mending.
Okay. We will assume that works, and you have your shield back.
It restores 5.
Oh, nice. So it's unbroken, but still...
Close to being broken.
Pretty close.
I mean, you don't need to... Might come handy in a pinch.
What else do you want to do this morning?
Check in the lockbox. Also, should we talk to the council about...
Well, I'm still not here.
Do you think we should talk to the council about the teleportation rings under...
Helmont Hill?
Don't.
Even soon.
So as a player, I feel like we should cross that bridge when we get to it.
I agree.
Well...
Gwenog is goody two-shoes.
I'll be like, until we find what these rings are or whether they even exist, perhaps bringing it to the council's attention would be...
Well, I think if we speak to the council, we might be able to get it with a bit of... With their authority, Calmont's testimony that she was... That Vaz was aware of the... Then maybe we'd be able to get some more information. I think she owes it to the city.
You are from this city. Does the council have such an authority?
Hey, Kenny, does the council...
It seems unlikely that Vaz would... Who are they going to believe? The respected bookseller or the arsonist?
And also, even if... make her tell us about it, we still haven't found it yet.
This is true.
It's not like she knows how to get in there.
I think it would be bad for the city, though. Why, Kenny, are you giving us this face? That's so stoic.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god.
I was actually only half listening this entire time.
It just doesn't seem a prudent course of action.
But I'm worried that she might try to sell that information and that whoever gets quickly. That might not necessarily be wanting to use it in the best interest of Breach Hill.
But here's the thing, when you think about it, it's going to be our castle, like...
Assuming that you read in the homework that none of us did.
Listen, either way, they're going to have to go through us. I'm not worried.
Yeah. We're level 2.
Yeah, so...
What are you going to do? Run away?
What, are we going to take the castle with us, Doreen?
No, I'm saying, like, if Alec wanted the castle, he can just take it.
But Alec doesn't want
the castle.
He didn't ask him about that, actually.
He's a respectable Hell Knight.
Yeah, he's going to go do Hell Knight stuff elsewhere.
We're not telling Alec that there is a local law saying that whoever finds the bill to the house or the deed...
I mean, he would know that, though.
Would he?
Because the Hell Knights abandoned the Citadel.
You could ask him about it.
No, we're not going to bring it up.
Gwenog is going to bring everything up.
No. What is Gwenog going to be like, in love. Hey, after we get the deed, is... Do you want to stay in our castle?
First of all, I respect your attempt to make a Gwenog voice.
I think it's pretty solid.
Second of all...
I can do both your voices, just not mine.
Yeah, well, you know, it's because you don't have one.
Yeah, you're speaking
okay
voice.
Now.
But A, good job. B, F you. Come on, seriously.
Gwenog
is so thirsty.
Don't think that we should talk to the council or Alec. I think we should just let the basement.
Okay.
And then we go from there.
All right. So here's Doreen talking to Nez.
Cool.
I also feel bad a little bit for Calmont.
Why would we feel bad for him?
I know it's hard, but to...
The man is an arsonist and an attempted murderer.
Yeah, but his boss is a dick. Like, we can all relate to that.
I mean, we're all just one step away from burning down the town hall and murdering a bunch of goblins.
Look, a lot of bosses are dicks, but I haven't burned any buildings down.
You say that in jest, but I know it's deep. Hmm. Look into your heart. You know it to be true.
He might have done some bad things.
Right.
And That's not excusable. His actions are not... I'm not trying to justify them. But his knowledge was important. If we do end up finding this gate because he told us about it and we go looking, then that could be a huge boon to the city of Breach Hill. They would be able to benefit from his research, in a sense. And I don't know if it's completely fair to exclude that benefit.
You could always plead lenient for him.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. Then it will be up to the council to decide whether he is to be granted access. Is this what you're looking for? Why don't we find it first, see if it exists, see what it can be used for, and then bring it to the council? Better to find it than telling them. It's much simpler to murder the goose first and then speak to the council about
it. Excuse me?
It's a colloquialism, well, Stan.
All of Naz's colloquialisms about murder.
My grandmother said it a lot.
Oh, murder granny.
I agree that we should hurry. If we had talked to the council, and maybe if they were able to put pressure on Vaz, or if they believed us at least, that she absolutely keeps track of her most valuable books. Why would you not do that? Come on.
An excellent point.
Then maybe she would share that information with us, and the council will then know that if information got out about it and some no good doers or
ne'er-do-wells.
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 If some ne'er-do-wells show up, it's not our fault.
If some bad guys,
yeah, they're here to do no good.
If you wish to speak the very well, we could go speak with the council. However, I prefer to murder the cart before the horse. So. Let's find this thing. And then speak with the council.
You tried so hard to finish that sentence.
Almost nailed it without laughing.
Fine. I'm going to...
Yeah, you really murdered all your eggs before they hatched.
Oh, man, Grandma.
Most of them didn't even make sense, but you kind of love Grandma.
I'm going to go find Helba inside the keg.
Okay. Right. You find Helba.
Hey, Helba.
No, nobody wants to go find their old pal Gwen.
Yeah, we'll go. Naz will go do that.
We're already at the keg. If you want to hang out with us, you know where I am.
Nah, Gwenong's going to the Wizard's Grace to hang out with Alec.
Oh, no. Oh, it looks like it's just you and me.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us. We can't make it if we try.
I'm gonna
How many times are you going to sing and tell Kenny to get rid of this?
I'm going
to
ask Helba. I totally missed it. What are you guys... Anyway.
Oh, this is the funniest thing I've ever... So Jeff just passed me a sheet of paper with all the appropriate markings, simply stating, Graham Ghoul Ruth All? ?
Yeah, Graham Ghoul Ruth All.
Grandma knows.
Graham Ghoul Ruth All. All right, so you find...
Helba.
You find Helba.
You gonna do the voice?
I can't do this. I mean, I'm gonna try.
Hey, Doreen. How you doing? Hello, this Helba. Place is great. You found us a great place to stay.
You're welcome. I'm really pleased that things are going well. You mentioned before that there was a secret trick to get underneath Hell Knight Heap.
Yeah, we have a secret passage that we use. We use the stairs when the cultist attacked us because we didn't have time to go to the secret exit.
Okay.
Are you going to get our home back for us?
Yeah. We need to still get rid of those cultists. So... how do you get in through the secret passage?
On the western edge of the fortress, there's a small rocky outcropping. You go in there, and if you feel around, you'll feel an imprint of a pentagram. It's really creepy. But you push in the pentagram, and a door opens up.
Sounds like something Gwenog will tell.
I don't know what that means.
I was not speaking in character.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
If you had
a character voice,
maybe we'd know.
Yeah.
Sorry, my voice is more naturally. I don't know. Thank you, Helba.
You're gonna go kill those cultists for us and get us back our land?
We'll get them.
Those cultists.
Oh, that'll be great.
I don't know if we'll kill them.
I mean,
we'll
this has been like a fun vacation, but Yeah, we need to get back home.
As you say, we don't know if we'll kill them. Naz walks past in the background. Murder. The word is murder. We'll murder them. Anytime somebody mentions killing, Naz just walks past.
I don't know if you... It's called murder.
Oh, I'm going to have to edit that out because none of that what you just said came through.
That's all right. You can just cut that whole part. I tried to do a Naz voice. And
thank you, Helba. I'll let you know more about this tonight. Whatever progress.
Thank you. Did you go find Naz?
She's just in the
tavern. She's just in the tavern. They're like living in the common area. Right.
Naz will pop by and ask.
Why do you want to know?
What was the question?
David asked, where do they poo? No. Why is that important?
There's so many goblins. Has
a bathroom.
Yeah. It's only seven of them.
Like, weirdo.
Taverns don't have bathrooms. That's what the outhouse is for. Well,
but then, there are outhouses.
Then they probably use the outhouse.
I don't know why we're stuck on this.
Meanwhile.
That's why I said it was nothing, guys. I'm sorry.
Naz would, as he walks past, ask Helba, when these cultists, an entire murder of cultists.
I mean, I think you're definitely going with a murder of cultists.
Okay.
And then the two dragons. I mean, that's really what we were running from, the two dragons.
And we dispatched one of so.
Well, and the other died.
Even better.
They were too heavy for the stairs, and the stairs collapsed.
Well, let us go find Gwenog and...
Yeah, are you going to stop over at Gwes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she's not there because she...
You knock on the door?
Yeah.
Hi, you must be those adventurers Gwenog is so happy to be hanging around with. I'm surprised she's not... She left quite early this morning. To that tavern. The Wizard's Grace.
Oh, that one. Well, we shall look for her there.
Well, ta-ta.
Have a splendid day, man. And then we will head to the Wizard's Grace.
Do you want to steal her babushka, too?
No. I've stolen zero babushkas. There was a misunderstanding regarding a babushka. But...
All right, so you all are at the Wizard's Grace.
Yeah, Gwenog has been there...
begrudgingly. Myself, I mean.
Eagerly chatting up Alec from, you know, the moment.
And he's talking to you, but he's only half interested. He's being... relatively friendly, but not really invested in the conversation.
He's shared some of his favorite jokes.
Most of them involve murder. Naz would love them.
Jokes.
But before Naz can hear them, Naz and I actually went by to the general store first.
Yeah, Trini will tell you that she was unable to get it unlocked last night, so she will need another day.
Okay, I'll pay her another slip.
Okay.
Are you marking that in your...
Sure.
Apparently he wasn't. All right.
I'm the mole again.
Naz to be as far away from Doreen as they can get.
Wow. I'm taking better notes than you. I think
you're just teaching him to cheat.
No.
All right.
Whatever.
So the group gets together. Doreen reveals that he now knows how to get into the secret entrance into the vaults below Citadel Alterine. And the group of four sets out on their way.
Yeah, anybody that would like to come and play Alec, tweet us @HeroesWantedPod.
And we'll see you next week.